The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Hello, and welcome to another episode.
The Damon Hahn Show.
Do we do that before?
Of the Dave
and Hahn
Show.
.com.
Episode.
Tilde.
16.
E16. Bingo.
Yes. You sunk my battleship.
Yahtzee.
Okay.
Checkmate.
Here we are. It's been, what? Three months?
I don't know. I have to make that up.
Those are both of our guesses.
No, wasn't it 1 month? Haven't we?
No, it's don't been over it a month.
Okay, but I know it hasn't been 3 months.
Okay, worst show ever.
No argument here. What are we doing? Are we actually doing podcasts? What is our problem? Like, we have nothing to say. Nothing's entertaining.
2012
you can't
almost
even
over.
Speak. 2012 is almost over.
I've gained another speech impediment.
I've gained another 10 pounds. Well, the microphone adds 10 pounds, they say.
That's why I got the
10 decibels?
Version.
I don't know. What? That's why what?
I got the vertical version? I don't know.
Wow. That. Okay, so this is it. Should we just end it? I'm not even joking. Should this is it? No? Okay.
No.
We're going to keep doing the podcast?
Yes.
Including this one that we started? What?
Sorry. I got a little giddy there. It's the season of giddiness.
Okay.
Of giddy-upness.
Before we actually even get started, Hahn, I'm just wondering if you are psychic.
I most definitely am.
You are?
Yes.
Because I've got a good little test
to
see if you're psychic, okay?
All right.
What I have in my hands, and for those of you who aren't watching the video of this, which is all of you because there is no video of this, I'm holding the famous Zener ESP cards. There are five different symbols ranging from circle to square, which that's never said before.
And everything in between.
And in between is plus sign, star, and wavy lines. And I'm going to take one of them at random. I don't even know what it is till I look at it, face it towards my face, and
who's doing who first?
What?
You're doing me.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you. I'm just going to describe, because we never really described how we do this test. We just hear, everyone just hears us fail over and over again. I mean, sorry, this is our first time we're doing this. What am I saying? So I'm going to pick one at random, and I'm going to ask Hahn which symbol psychically he believes he sees with his inner mind. And then we're going to see if he's right.
And we're going to do this. If I get it right, we'll do it two more times. Well, one more, and then if I get it right a last time, and if I get all three, then we've proven.
Why didn't you just? What was wrong with two more times? Why'd you have to?
Because if I fail on the second time, we won't do the third.
Okay, ready. Hahn, what is this symbol?
Square.
That is correct.
Yay! But you know.
So you may be psychic.
We
Let's try again here.
Yeah.
What is
Let's
this symbol?
Let's just bask in the glory of me being right. Wavy lines.
No, it's square again.
Oh.
Dang. You're not psychic. You lied to me.
Well, let's see if you're psychic, Mr. Psychic.
I totally am psychic. I knew you were going to test me. Anyone? No? Okay. Can we do it today because I have school tomorrow?
Well, I'm shuffling. There's five cards. There's five factorial ways this could be shuffled. Just give me a
20, second. 60, 120.
What's the symbol here?
That is a circle.
It is the plus sign.
No, I meant plus. That's why I say. Okay, so apparently neither of us are psychic.
I also like to call this the small t.
Small t? I call it the tilted X.
Okay. David, do you have a fakie five for us?
We always have a fakie five for us. That is our
signature?
Our signature move. Our show banner. What's it? I'm thinking of our showcase banner.
Showcase drink.
Our showstopper. This is the reason why people come to our theater. Okay. So, yes, I do. Do you want to...
Yes, I want to hear your fakie five.
Okay. First of all, the segment is Fakey Five.
Yes.
Actually, I wrote it down as Freaky Five. Okay, so you know the dictionary?
Yes. I don't like the way you said it, but yes.
You know Merriam-Webster dictionary?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it? Merriam? Merriam? Maroon 5?
It's Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster. Every year they add new words.
Okay.
As they did in 2007.
Yes,
I couldn't find
year.
The current one. So I'm going to give you 5 words. 4 of them they added in 2007, and 1 of them they didn't in 2007.
I will ask this. Is the word that they didn't add in 2000, was it added like 2006 or 2008, or it's just another word you just threw in?
I'm going to say it was not added. It may not be added at all, and it wasn't added within 2 years. It wasn't like near 2007.
Okay.
Even though like 3 years is kind of near 2007. Ready? Number 1, woot. W-O-O-T.
Gross. I hate it.
Number 2, Bollywood.
That's fine.
Number 3, Sudoku. How do you pronounce that? Sudoku?
I don't consider it a word.
You won't consider this next one a word. Number 4, perfect storm.
What? Okay.
You know some words are like double word, whatever, multiple words. And number 5, ginormous. Woot, Bollywood, Sudoku, perfect storm, and ginormous.
In terms of hate levels, like if you could attach a device to me and it would like have a little meter that would show.
Can I? Does that have to hate? Puncture you? Like how would
woot
it be attached?
Woot and ginormous are way up there in terms of the ones I hate. So one of those I hope, I really, really hope.
So you're going to pick just one word you hate.
I know. Well, okay.
This is not a time to hate.
Bollywood,
this is not a word to hate. This
Bollywood
is...
I'm fine with. And in fact, I'd be surprised that it wasn't added earlier.
Yeah, that's kind of... Some of them I picked that would be like, how's that not in the dictionary in 2007?
Perfect storm also sounds like... Well, that's a term that could just be... I have no grievances with that. And the third one was...
I like how you base this on grievances. That's...
What was the third?
I'm going to use this. Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Woot, Bollywood, Sudoku, perfect storm,
again,
and ginormous.
It's like a proper noun. I don't know how I really feel about it. I'm going to choose ginormous, just because I hate the word ginormous.
It was woot.
Oh, so
woot
close.
Is not even in the dictionary at all.
Okay, good.
Okay, so that's at least comforting.
Well, that's yeah. There's a bright side to this loss.
Okay, finally, I think you got like the last one or two, so I finally fakied you.
Nice, on woot.
And I guess we're done for fakie fives on this one, unless, Han, you have a fakie five for me.
I do.
Okay.
So, Microsoft has just recently unveiled Windows 8.
Hold
on. Very confusing.
Okay, 8.
Operating system name.
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it is kind of a confusing operating system, because they've revamped the interface, as you may know. I don't know.
When did they vamp it? Go on.
Well, I assume that's in How to Impress Dracula. But so,
these
are 5 trivia facts about Windows 8. One of them I've made up.
Sorry, 5 what facts?
Trivia.
Oh, trivia.
Little trivia. Bits of information that are not related to anything.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I just lost my list. Okay.
Now, I don't know if this will ruin the party, but I was on the development team of Windows 8, and I was in charge of publishing trivia facts online about Windows 8.
Were you also captain of the SS bullcrap?
No, I was first mate.
Okay, so these are just 5 little trivia facts I looked up about the new Windows operating system.
Well, 4 you looked up. Oh, and the 5th one, did you make it up, or is it like a Windows 7 fact?
No. No.
Did you make it up?
It's not true about Windows 7, and it's not true about Windows 8.
I don't... Okay, whatever. Let me hear them first before I start complaining about how...
Number 1. The base version of Windows 8 Media Player will not play DVDs.
The base version will
yes.
not play DVDs. Okay, interesting.
Number 2. There's no longer an option for allowing the user to disable touch as an input device.
Okay, I'm going to go. I believe that. So I've already thrown that out.
Number three, the new blue screen of death shows a frown smiley.
Okay.
A frown emoticon, I guess, is really what I'm saying. Not a frown smiley.
That's good. Is it animated?
No.
Okay.
It's a frown emoticon.
You obviously made it up, because if you could answer that question without knowing the answer, you just revealed.
Number four.
You just revealed the fakie.
So I'll just provide a little background. Windows 8 has two modes. It has like classic mode and metro mode. In metro mode, you can only have two app windows visibly occupying the screen at a time.
I think you've already revealed that.
And number five, Windows 8 no longer includes a disk defragmenter.
I'm just going with my gut. Number three is fake.
No, it's true.
No!
There's even a screenshot in the Wikipedia article of what the new...
But how'd you know it wasn't animated?
Blue screen of death. It's not animated. Nothing's animated on that thing.
How do you know the frowny face is not animated in the blue screen of death?
I will give you two freaky fives. What? Freaky five? Whoa.
But you just guessed.
I assume it's not animated.
You didn't say I assume. Okay, you're right. Okay, so I get another chance. Okay, well, what are they again? Just briefly?
What? One. Well, I'll give you another chance. But okay, the base version of Windows 8 Media Player does not play DVDs. There's no option. There's no longer an option. It used to be an option to allow the user to disable the touch.
Right.
Disable touch as an input device. The blue screen of death one we'll pass over. In metro mode, you can only have two app windows visibly occupying the screen at a time. And number five, it no longer includes a disk defragmenter.
Okay, number five.
It was number five. Did you use logic, or was there some other tip-off?
Well, I definitely didn't think you made up the whatever mode where you can have two things. That didn't sound like you're not that creative. Number one, what was number one?
Oh, it doesn't play DVD.
That's a surprising fact. So it was two, like, you would think it would, right? Like, you think, like, a DVD is, like, the first thing Windows would, like, love.
But yeah, apparently the new version of Windows 8.
But can you just get like a plug-in for?
Well, that's the thing. You can just download VLC or whatever.
No, but like.
Or if you get the Windows 8 Plus version, It comes with a licensed DVD player. But that's essentially it, because it's aimed towards tablets which don't have DVD drives, and that's what keeps the operating system drive down.
Good point.
So.
Point good.
And the Metro thing is really weird because it's like, because it's a touch device. It's like, you know, like an iPod or, an iPhone or iPad. It's like you really only have one app showing at a time. So Metro was very similar that way.
I like to touch my device.
So, do you have a segment you'd like to say? Device toucher?
Well, I have a really boring one, which we'll get to right away.
Okay.
Just booky look, because I just finished a book and
nice.
I looked at it and stuff. The only problem is I just lost.
You know, it has a theme for booky look.
Booky look. No.
Booky look. What's going on?
I was just scrolling to booky look information. Okay. Death on a High Floor.
Stephen King?
Nope. I don't even know who the author is.
Margot Kidder?
Nope. I don't think she's an author. She was Lois Lane? Is that right? That can't be right.
Yes.
Wow. Are you kiddering me? Kiddering me? Is that a new word phrase?
Damn.
I don't know how, but somehow I was somewhere and it suggested this book. I guess because it was a selling lots because it was on sale for $2.99.
So does it use through the Amazon store you get these?
Or maybe it was on the Kindle itself, or it was an email, I don't know, somewhere there was like...
So this was just came to you and you said, why not?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the book, I didn't search for it, I didn't see it like in a list or something, I just somehow, it was shown to me as like a popular book, I like mysteries, it was a good title, right, Death on a High Floor? And I think it was... popular because it was cheap. It was on sale for $2.99. And I never really actually bought a discounted book. I assume every discounted book is shit. Like, there's a reason why it's like 99 cents or something. Like, you don't find just normal popular bestsellers like that cheap. And I read it. It's a like a kind of a murder mystery courtroom thing. A lawyer is kind of on trial for murder. And at the beginning, it was like trashy and like sex talk and like someone had sex with like murder victim and they use the F word a lot and like in sexual ways.
Fun.
And it just seemed like it was just like a cheap, tawdry thriller.
With lots of F's.
But then it got very legal, and which is what I like. I like courtroom.
Legitimate, you might say.
Legal-gimmit did.
too
like,
legitimate.
I like courtroom theatrics and stuff, and...
So there are clowns in a courtroom.
The trial started at 60%, so there was, like, the... So it started off with a murder, and then he's a suspect, and then all the tawdry sex and, like, just weird, trashy stuff. And then it turned into kind of an... Then he was, like, an investigator trying to figure it out, and then it turned into all courtroom all the time. The courtroom stuff was amazing. It was really... It's really what I really like about courtroom things. Like, you know, the cross-examination, and the judge. You just learn a lot about courtroom stuff.
I assume this takes place in the States?
Yep. And then... I'm not sure what city. And then in the ending was a little unsatisfying, but... Overall, definitely...
Still a lot of Fs.
No, the Fs went away right at the beginning.
Okay.
I definitely recommend it. It was... I'm not, like, saying drop what you're doing. Put those... Like, don't even put your groceries away. Go and read the book.
What's it called again?
Death on a High Floor. But it's just good... It has good courtroom stuff, and I like that. And you learn a lot about... I think you learned a lot about the justice system from his descriptions about judging and...
Interesting. So yeah, it's a nice find.
A nice little find, yeah, exactly.
Was it written by a guy who is himself a lawyer?
I don't know.
Do you know anything about the author?
Not really.
Who's the author?
I don't know.
Lawyer McLawyer?
Lawyer McLawyerly.
Do you have a bookie look? Murder on a High Floor. No, okay. I've not
But
been...
let's do pseudo bookie look. Like, what have you read lately or reading? Anything fiction? No.
No, nothing fiction. The last...
Did we talk about Hardboiled Wonderland or whatever that thing was called?
Yeah. Well, did we? I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
Did you like it overall?
I liked it
overall. Oh, you didn't like the ending.
I wasn't 100% convinced I liked the ending.
Okay, anyways. So, what do you have a segment? I just did one.
Okay, sorry. I was looking up a book I was reading.
Breathe deeply into the microphone.
Okay, so my time to hate, I suppose. I'm gonna bring
time to hate.
I'm gonna bring out my hate.
Hate me right now. Hate it.
I hate that cell phone companies.
Wait, last week it was blacks, right?
Why limit it to 1 week?
Oh god. That's it. We can't give you an iTunes now. That was a joke.
I'm just talking about the color.
There you go, Walt. We love the blacks. We love all races. Excluding marathons?
Yes.
What? Go.
Time to hate. I hate that cell phone companies still charge...
I have a black neighbor, just for the record, but go on.
Still charge people for text messaging. I hate that they still charge for text messaging. Especially since...
No. Can I double your hate? Can I, like... You just bet
let me just...
hate. I'm going to double it.
Okay,
I'm going to raise
you. Let me just go all in first, and then you can just... You
Fault.
Know, you can, I don't know.
Should we have one episode where we just play heads up poker and we just describe what's going on for an
yeah,
hour?
Yeah, we should. It will be a very quick session.
I'm holding the
like,
jack of clubs
if you
and
think about
a six
it, like,
of spades.
It's 140 characters.
60.
160 characters, you're right.
Twitter's
sorry.
140.
160 characters and like apparently 500 texts. SMSs are still less than 1 minute of voice, but each, you know, you could be getting charged like $1 for each of those, whereas the 1 minute of voice, whatever, right? It's the real maddening thing is not that they're charging so much because it's a tiny little data packet. That little bit of data just piggybacks on top of the ordinary ping. So every time your cell phone talks to the network saying, I'm here, what's the strength and whatever, that's where the SMS is, like, inside that packet. They just found some, like, extra space, and that's
is
why it's 160
characters. Is this Nerd Alert or Time to Hate?
It's both.
Okay.
So it increases my hate because it's, like, it actually doesn't take any extra network traffic for them to pass these SMSs around. Every time your phone communicates with the network, it's already sending that signal.
Okay, not a bad bet. Maybe you have top pair, but I'm going all in by saying, I'll tell you what I hate. This is not my official time to hate.
Okay, but you hate something about the cell phone?
Yes. Call display is an additional fee. Like, if you get the most basic cell phone package, call display is extra. However, everything, all cell stuff is digital, and everything that happens, it sends the phone number with it. It doesn't have to query, what was that? Like, I just got a call. Who's? What's the phone number? It's sent with the stuff.
So it's on that packet
yeah.
as well.
So they're just... They're hiding it for you for free and then charging you to show it. That's...
Wow.
I guess we're really talking about the same thing. Like, if it's
all about cell phone companies making money from nothing.
From stuff in the past that was different, and now it's like included, but they still charge you.
That's bullshit.
You want to pick it outside Rogers?
Rogers and Bell. They're all bullshit. It's crap.
But TELUS is good, though.
No.
I'm joking. TELUS. Is that the one with the animals? Did I go on
it
that rant once?
Yeah. I don't know.
I always hated those commercials because they just save money by shooting a duck instead of a human.
Well, also they're like trying to endear us to like these animals, but they're a cell phone company.
And have you ever seen an animal with a cell phone like on a call? Seriously, just be honest. Sometimes,
sure,
but it's not normal.
Do you have a time to hate?
Do I? I don't know where to start. I've got two times the hates. Okay, so one of them I've already done. I may have already said. So I'm just going to briefly. I'm going to do them both. Ready?
Oh, okay.
My first time to hate is cutesy campaigns.
Oh, like the TELUS thing?
No, I was
like
in the
Movember?
Subway. No. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on Movember. I was on the subway, and they have this current like advertisement. Telling people not to pay when they go in the subway. And they have a slogan that is, fair is fair. So like, F-A-R-E is F-A-I-R.
Fair
so,
is fair.
To me, that is the stupidest thing ever and a giant waste of money from the advertiser. Because anybody who sneaks into the subway... will not be swayed by this ad, I believe. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure that they're like, yeah, it isn't fair, really. And then they're going to just pay for the rest of their life.
Well, I'm going to, again, you put down this pair. I'm going to go all in with something that I hate about
Hold
subways.
On, that's one thing.
Oh.
It's like a not... I can't believe I wrote... Like, I wrote this on the subway. Like, I don't know. I maybe have been tipsy. It's like seeing an ad like against rape, and then at the bottom it says "rape not, want not." Like just putting like something that will not sway anyone. That is all like it's an
like
obvious
a cutesy
point.
Little yeah, and they make it like a little cute little
yeah,
rhyme.
Yeah, take like a cute rhyme. Well, okay. Well, now that you made
this
a cute,
will make
cute
people
rhyme
like
out of it.
Not rape or yeah. not
fair is fair. You're right, and I see the pun. Okay. Anyways, go on. You're gonna go all in.
Yeah. Well, my thing is with the subway is, like, they always have those announcements, but the announcements are so, like, they are, like, I don't know. They have these little sayings about, like, when the doors are closing, don't rush them, or when please wait till the bus comes to a complete stop, or, I don't know, they're all just things that
this
I feel like...
This is a raise of my bet?
I feel like I'm losing ground quickly. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have went all in, but... They're just that these announcements are so loud, and they're always the most obvious things, and like no one needs to hear them. It's like if you're already on the subway system, and a human, I feel like you already understand these basic rules of society.
There's another one,
like put waste in the garbage
yeah,
bin,
yeah.
or
yeah, there's one with a piece of garbage saying like "I don't belong here." Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
and there's another one that was there's no cutesy slogan, but like. It's like, don't assault the driver. Like, like assault. It's serious. Like, again, someone who would literally beat up a driver of a bus is not going to read that. Go, yeah, that is wrong. Really, yeah, I shouldn't do that anymore. No, I'm done. Okay, that was my first fakey hate. What is it? Hate-y-fi?
True to hate.
Now, my second time to hate. I may have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I wanted to buy some headphones, and we'll get to why in Nerd Alert. But I went to HMV, and I think most places are like this.
His master's voice.
His master's voice. Majesty's vagina. And her majesty. Sorry, her majesty's vagina.
Thank you.
And they have headphones. Like I saw these, whatever it's called, like Underground Beats or Head Smasher, some weird name brand. And I went to the website. It looked interesting. So they're in a box, sealed box. And I was wondering three things, like A, how they sound, B, how they fit in my ear, and C, does the mic work on my device or whatever? Does the mic and buttons work?
Valid concerns.
So here are my options, okay? I can leave the store immediately, or I can buy it and pray.
But can't you just buy it, try it, and return it?
No, you can't return it.
What? Headphones you can't return?
Nope. Now, I'm not sure if it's for hygienic reasons, like some people have said in the past, or it's just their policy, you just can't return headphones. So you just got to, like, it's like a lottery. It's like, okay, I'm going to, like, buy a ticket, maybe I'll win. Like, it's...
Go to Craigslist.
It's retarded. Like, even if you read a review online, I want to know, like, how does it fit in my ear? Is it going to just fall out? Like, because there are special ones where they have this, whatever, weird sizing thing. So that's it. It's like... Fuck you. You, like, buy it. If you don't like it, sucks to be you. That's their policy, and I hate that. And this was the time for me to say that.
Was it only HMV? Or you're saying...
No, once I had a similar experience in the Sony store, but...
So you feel like this is a headphone thing.
But Sony was saying just for hygienic reasons, but you can't get diseases from headphones, okay? Because we have... Scientists have built this, like, protective thing. It's called a Kleenex. Whatever's on your headphone, which you can't get anyways anything from, you can just wipe it, and then it's, like, new, basically. But I don't think HMV's policy was even based on hygiene. It was just, is this their fuck you policy that they have? Some vagina, that turned out to be.
Interesting. That was a lot of hate. David.
Yes?
Would you rather, for 5 years, one of these options... Live in a glass house downtown with the bathroom itself has opaque glass.
Okay.
So people can see you do your business. But if they shine a light or if you have a light on in there, they can kind of see your silhouette maybe.
Okay.
Or...
That's an interesting little... I'm already working on how I could like...
have
some light in there and then not have it displayed. Okay.
Live in a normal house...
Okay, I'll do B.
But...
Oh.
The normal house has webcams in every room, including the bathroom. I should say multiple webcams.
Are the webcams on?
Yeah, obviously it's a feed to a website. Like,
so it's a pay website.
No, it's a free website.
It's a free website. So... Are any of these places free to live, or just
they're both free to live? Let's say
okay.
Of like
is the other one downtown?
Like are they the same location? Same location, kind of thing.
Okay, so one is glass.
Let's just say we're going to build this house.
One's glass, like see through everywhere except for the bathroom.
Yes, and there's going to be they'll put some proper flooring, and you don't have to worry about air seepage or getting too hot or too cold. There's going to be all that's going to be taken care of.
Or web.
It's all about how the privacy, you want to handle the privacy aspect. So one is like, it's just...
Could I, like on the webcam one, is there like a corner of the room I could masturbate in or something?
Well, let's say that you don't know where the webcams are. Actually, no, that doesn't make sense. You know where they are because obviously you could just go online and see.
But... No, I'd take the glass house for sure.
The glass house?
Has a guaranteed private area. And the other one is just nothing's private, unless you can rig the system.
I guess not really.
But there's no cheating in these.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put a plant in front of the webcam. Okay.
I hope will it be warm in the winter though?
Yeah, no. I told you everything's okay. Going to be taken care of. It's going to be heated and cool.
Okay, now let me ruin your would you rather with my would you rather. Han, would you rather pee through your nipples?
Did you get that from Kids in the Hall?
No. Or have very sweaty arms? Okay, so...
What's the advantage of peeing through my nipples?
No, these are both, like, negatives, and you have to... You're thinking the lesser of two evils, right? So whenever you pee, it comes out of your nipples. Okay? That's
what
you pee.
What does my penis do?
It still pleases women and stuff, and can make kids, children. Procreate. It's for procreation.
But somehow, redirected.
Yeah, exactly. It's self-procreation, right?
So is this a trait that will pass on to my children, or am I surgically somehow changed?
It's only for you. It's not passed on.
Okay.
And then the other option is...
Your arms are just
almost always sweating.
Like, always moist and gross.
Yeah.
So with the peeing one through the nipples, it's
like
exactly...
Like, it's not literally dripping, but it's just... If you're wearing a long-sleeve shirt, it'll kind of show dampness.
So if I pee, do I control which nipple it comes out of?
It comes out of both.
Oh, my God. That's very difficult.
But maybe you could kind of hold one, and then it was... I'm not sure.
Because I feel that it would be painful.
Oh, it wouldn't be painful. Almost pleasurable, really.
Well, the thing is, like, I would go for that one because I think the arm sweating one. I do get sweaty when I hot, and I find it really annoying. But so it would be super annoying to have arms that are sweaty all the time.
Yeah, that would be kind of always in public, while the nipple peeing is kind of your own private.
But that's. Every time I go to a men's bathroom, it's like...
You'd have to use a stall.
I have to use a stall.
And you might have to have some device on you.
To
like
redirect.
A funnel. Yeah, like a urine redirector.
Well, if I can get some medical help making a urine redirector, why don't I just make a system that just makes it come out my pants like a normal pee
thing? You could build your own system where it, like, there's tubes, like a funnel, and a little tube, and then it comes out of your... You can have fun with it. Okay, so you're going with the nipple one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You convinced me to pee through my nipple. Did you turn off your... Oh, you just hit the water.
Hello. Say hello. What? Is this...
Yeah, you're working.
I'm working.
Well, David, you know what?
Hold on. I have a celebrity quote for you.
Okay.
You know that segment we all hate?
Celebrity quote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrity quote Tom edition.
Tom Arnold, Tom Cruise, and Tom... I don't know any other Toms.
I have Tom Hanks, Tom Arnold, and Tom Selleck.
Should have done
Tom Cruise. The quote is, I've done over 20 movies, and 5 of them are good. Was that Tom Hanks, Tom Arnold, or Tom Selleck?
Shit. Any of those guys could have said it. I'm going to say Tom Selleck.
Tom Hanks.
Do you know which movies he was talking about?
You do your standard disclaimer. Tom Selleck may have also said it, but I found it under Tom Hanks.
Right, I understand.
That way you can, like, a little loophole that maybe you're never wrong.
Do you know what movies he was talking about?
No. I'm not sure if Castaway was one of them. I liked Castaway, actually.
I enjoyed it, too.
I've heard some people have him hate on for it.
I don't understand people who have hate on for fun movies where guys...
Can I do one more quick one, too? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dangerous Wager.
Oh!
And this one is really dangerous. I'm going to ask you... I'm going to give you 2 3-digit numbers, and you tell me what the multiplied together the number is. But you have to answer in 4 seconds.
What?
Okay. If you know little math tricks, I this could be the end of me. I might have to owe you $1 million.
First of all, there's no way. So you're going to tell me 2 3-digit numbers,
yeah.
And I have to guess.
Not guess. Tell me what the... What do you call it? The multiplier? What would you call the product of these numbers are in 4 seconds?
If I say... Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll give you a little
The problem
help.
Is that, like...
Hold on. You have to just start saying the number within 4 seconds, and you can't take more than a 1/10 of a second break between the numbers as you're getting the answer.
I hate these type of things.
Ready?
I'll never get it.
329 times 923.
329 times 923. 20.
No, you've already didn't start.
Three
What?
I don't know. Three something.
Yeah. 303,667.
Yeah, I mean, I got it.
Thank God. Like, you know, some people have these, like, little tricks, and, like, you might have known. You could, that was risky. That was dangerous to me.
I like, if you were to say, like, if I can guess a number within, you know, 1,000 or whatever, within 1%.
Yeah, let's make it possible.
Okay. Well, there goes that. Oh, well, you've really,
we haven't talked to our audience lately. How are you guys doing out there?
You've really brought me low on that one.
Remember we had one listener?
And now we have none.
No.
It's like a little echo chamber.
Or it was like an Agatha Christie novel, then there were none.
Or it's like solid. What is that called? What is that called in prison when they put you in by yourself?
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement.
But isn't there one person on that? Nullitary confinement.
Dullitary? Mm. You know, David, in my society,
yeah,
I believe that people. Well, in my society, people would welcome honest criticism and not be so quick to find fault in a critic.
Not be quick to find fault in a critic.
In the critic. So someone who criticizes...
That reminds me, is Roger Ebert alive? Still haven't heard anything from him lately.
He's definitely alive.
Okay. I just hear about him every few months.
Well, he was dealing with all kinds of illnesses, but... I don't know how that's... Whether he's just put a privacy cap on that.
Anyways, go on. Who's a critic?
That's it.
Is that a critic? Is he called a critic?
Yes.
Okay. That's it?
Well, it's just like, I guess, more open-endedly...
Who insulted your YouTube comment?
No. More...
What's this stemming from?
Nothing. I'm just thinking, you know, I wish society would be more... People would be have what do you call it?
Are you having a stroke? Just tell me right now.
Heart thicker murmurs. Skins.
Are you having a heart murmur? Thicker skin. Thicker hearts.
Yeah.
Thicker skin.
Thicker skins.
Can you give me an example? I'm not just sure exactly where you're going with this.
I feel like it's everywhere in the news. Like you hear. I guess what I was really thinking about was like Rob Ford. Anytime anyone criticizes him, it's like he's got to like. He feels like it's a personal attack. He has to, like, fight back. And...
You mean when someone personally attacks him? Okay, well, interesting society.
You have no comment. I guess the thing is, like, how would you teach people or bring up children, either or, to be more receptive to
Listen, children shouldn't be
criticism.
Having children.
That's all you got for that?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, you're the one peeing through your nipples, okay?
How God made
In my society, I kind of have an invention that either is for my society or for this society that we're in now.
It's an invention.
Kind of, yeah.
Hoverboards?
In my society, when you go into a stall and you lock the door...
Yeah.
The toilet paper dispenser of the next stall locks also. Unless that door is locked. So, if you go into a stall, no one can go in the next stall and have toilet paper. It's like a deterrent for someone to poo right next to you who's pooing.
That doesn't make any sense. Why not just make the stalls farther from each other?
Because, hello, space confinement... In small areas, bathrooms, you don't have that luxury, okay?
So in the building I work at, how does the locking mechanism work?
I'm not sure. I have to talk to an engineer of some sort. But like, it kind of covers. You can't get to the toilet paper.
Well, I'll tell you, in Germany, the bathroom stalls. Did I tell you this?
Are vertical on top
of
each other.
They go all the way to the floor, so there's no way you can pass anything through.
Actually, at the poker.
Stalls.
Club
so they go all the way to the wall and all the way to the floor. So you can't even pass
club,
like
it
a...
was like a room. It was a door and it was like completely separate.
Yeah.
But I don't care about... It's the sounds. I have a problem with sounds. And also, okay, I think... Have I complained about this before? Like, in the building I work at, there's like washrooms on every floor. with two stalls. Okay? So if someone comes in and the one stall is in use, why not just go to the next floor to get like I guess I'm the weirdo here because I don't want to either make poo sounds that, someone else hears because, you know, they're really funny, embarrassing, and gross, or hear someone else's poo sounds. Like, am I the weirdo here?
You just got to get used to it, man.
I guess because, like, if I was in Asia, I'd, like, people would be pooing on me, like, as part of the normal washroom activity, right? I mean, I'm spoiled by being North American and thinking that I should have privacy in the washroom, but, like, in other countries... The toilet's just like at the center of the bed and stuff. I don't know how it works. Anyways.
Didn't you live in Rez?
I would usually poo at night.
Okay.
You're right, Rez, yeah. But I'm poo shy? Is that? And I should be. Who shouldn't be poo shy? That was my society. Okay.
Yeah. I have a nerd alert, but.
Well, we're going to talk about Android, my nerd alert.
Why don't you do yours? Yours is the one I want to hear.
Okay. I'll just quickly say how I'll impress Dracula.
Okay. How would you do that?
I guess I'm going to show you...
What?
Well, I'm going to get this license plate. Like, I-S-U-K-B-L-D.
I suck blood.
Yeah, on my car. I think I'll impress him. Pick him up, like, to go to the mall or something, and they just see
that. We should
find
out if that license plate is taken.
Well, it's regional. Like, it could be taken. It could be... You mean in Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's your project. I suck blood. It'll be good.
But how could you...
He would, like, go...
How could you also read that?
I see you, kilobyte load. Anyways, whatever. Okay, what were you going to suggest?
No. Do your Android alert.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Your nerd alert.
Nerd alert. So, I'm kind of an Apple guy.
Yes.
I wasn't. This is only like within the last few years. Before that, I didn't have anything Apple. And then I wanted to get into app development for iPhone. So I got an iPhone. And then I got an iPad. And then I got...
You went through several iPads.
A MacBook, yeah. I left one at a grocery store. Then I got a MacBook Pro. And then I have this baby here, the MacBook Air, which, once again, I must say, is like the best laptop ever. I love it. It is great. I recommend everyone get a MacBook Air. There's this boot camp thing where you can dual boot to Windows and have, like, you can have Windows 2 or whatever. And then what's the point of all this? So I'm Apple guy, and I made apps. I've got 6 apps out, like 4 for the iPad and 2 for the iPhone. But I've always kind of disliked the iPhone as a phone. And as a nerd, I'm very curious what the whole Android side of things was. So I thought, I'm gonna get an Android. Keep
the
iPhone.
You're gonna dip your toe in that Android.
Yeah, I wanted to see. Also, I wanted to make an Android version of one of my apps, which I haven't started. That this has only been 2 weeks of this so far. But another goal, like at least to convince myself to do this, was to make. I'm gonna make an Android version of my best-selling app, the Skeptic's Dictionary. So I did a little nerding about online, and then I'm getting the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Whoa, that's the top of the line.
No, I think the Note 2 is the top of the line.
But that's a bigger, much bigger guy.
It's bigger.
The Note 2 is like a little tablet. Tab top? Lablet. It's much bigger, right? It's like 7 inches.
Oh, we need a new word or phrase. That'll be
it's like 7 inches or something.
Pardon me? Yeah, it's huge. But this is also, it seems like much bigger than the iPhone.
Well, it has a much bigger screen.
But it's not really much, I guess. But the device is not that much bigger than. It's weird. It's like.
Well, I have the cover on mine, but still.
Pardon me. Okay. So I wanted to just describe what things I didn't like about the iPhone that I was hoping Android, or I thought Android
okay,
was better. And in most cases, it was. So I'm going to start with the battery, okay? Well, first of all, the battery life on the iPhone 5 for me was getting bad. Like, you know, sometimes. if I take a charge and go out for an evening of poker or whatnot, like 6 hours, 7 hours, and I'd just be using it a lot, it wouldn't, like, it'd be near less than 25%. It'd be like, I'm going to critical, like, we're getting pretty low here, dude, just in a few hours. So this Samsung, whatever, this Android seems to be no better. But that's one part of the battery. The other part is you can take off the back and take out the battery and put in a new one. You can have an extra battery with you and then have kind of like double the charge. And they sell extended, like, whatever, more milliwatt hours, whatever. Like, so you can have one that's kind of double the thing. It's like double the size, and there's a different battery cover that's kind of shaped around it. So there's, you can have extra batteries, you can have extended batteries, so...
Right, so you can augment...
Like on the iPhone, your only option is to throw it in the garbage and then get another iPhone or something. I was a little disappointed that the battery, just the normal one, didn't seem to last longer than I thought. But there's other options. And just having an extra battery is a good option right there. You just have an extra one, so if you're out and whatever and it's getting low, you just throw a new one in. So that was one thing.
Very nerdy.
The second thing was, I always disliked on the iPhone where if you wanted to turn on or off Bluetooth or turn on Wi-Fi or whatever, there's no quick way. There's always like, get out of what you're in, go to home, go to settings. Bluetooth used to be in the general menu. This in iOS 6, they put it on the main menu. It used to be like, go to thing, then press like on or off. Like,
there's a few things you have to get through.
Yeah, and there's like, and that's it. On this, like, there's like, the like slowest way is to swipe down and then press it on the top. Like, there's, it's in the notification area, or there's like just apps. Like, there's third party apps that have total control of that kind of stuff. So, that is definite improvement on the Android, but it's not really a big thing. It's just annoyed me. There's just a lot more customization. This is another reason I wanted it. Like, there's a lot more customization. On the iPhone, what you have on the lock screen is basically whatever weird image you want of Mariah Carey. And up until iOS 6, all you got was like a giant pop-up thing that said what your latest notification was. Now there's like the stacking history of notifications, which is good with iOS 6.
The notification center, yes.
No, I mean just in the I'm talking about lock screen.
Oh, okay, yes.
So you can just turn it on and there you can see what last activity was. On the Android, you can put whatever you want on lock screen. Like, it's totally customizable. You can get like apps that like lock screen replacement. I actually really like iPhone's current thing where they just list everything, and I got a third-party app for like $2 that does the same thing. It kind of simulates iPhone. But one big thing that I've always disliked about the iPhone, and it's Apple's like thinking and Steve Jobs thinking that I missed on BlackBerry and stuff, is there's no LED, like colored LED notification to show you something like that flashes. So I think that's dumb on Apple's behalf.
Right. In order to know what's going on in your phone, you have to turn it on.
Yeah. You can't just see. So, like, this has a multicolored thing, and there's apps to say, like, you know, I want to flash blue if I have new email, this if I have. There's, like, 32 colors. So, I like that. That's, like, that was a big thing, and it has it, and it's good, and you have control over it. So, kudos to that. What else? Oh. You can... I have to sneeze. Hold on. Should we pause? I don't have to sneeze anymore.
Booyakasha.
You can get different browsers on the iPhone.
Yes.
But anything that opens up a web page only opens in like,
Safari.
Yeah.
You can't change
on this,
the default browser.
Like the audio player, the browser, even messaging, everything that exists...
Is customizable.
You can download a third-party one, and then you can always say which one to open. What's the default? So that's great too for various things.
It's much more customizable.
Yeah, and that's whole, like it is very. It's much more customizable, but it's not as customizable as I thought. I just thought you can go nuts, but you can't really. Like I was a little disappointed in the customization.
So
and okay, here's some negative things that I appreciate now on the Apple. Like, whenever you download any app, it tells you which permissions it needs to run. And then it always warns you, like, so they're going to, like, have your browser history, your key, isn't like your, they could be locking your keys. It could have access to your credit card, like, everything.
Your credit card stored on the phone?
I don't know. I guess by logging your keys, maybe. Everything's a threat and a danger. It's, like, scary. Like, you never worry about that on the Apple, really. Like, it's very, everything's, like... What's the word?
Well, Apple's like, yeah, compartmentalized. Yeah. It's like a gated community, I suppose.
Yeah, which I guess is good and bad at the same time, especially for nerds.
Mm-hmm. What's the music playing like? Do you? I guess you have to download a custom player, or you don't use it for that.
No, I generally only listen to podcasts. And here's something that's good, actually. So I got this thing called Dog Catcher
to play podcasts.
Now, one thing you can't do on the iPhone is run things in the background, like, of other than an alarm. You can't run anything in the background properly, right? You can have audio going. But for podcatchers, as I call it, the big thing is it's always checking your feeds and getting the latest episodes. So you never have to manually say, okay, get episode. So definitely on the BlackBerry and on this, you can set it up and then... I have mine to set every day at 5 a.m. It's going to go get the latest episodes of whatever I have, put them in a playlist, whatever. And so I'll always have the latest. You simply cannot do that on the iPhone. It's not allowed by the API.
You have to open the app at some point to make it happen.
And then basically press something, too. So that's another thing I really like about not Apple. But that's a very specific thing.
And also, a lot of this could be just specific to that phone, I suppose, in some ways.
I think everything I've discussed is an Android thing.
Well, the battery life is definitely...
Yeah, for sure. I just thought of one other thing that I... Oh, here's like... there was one other...
Also, the LEDs. Do all Android phones have that LED thing?
I think most. I think almost all of them do. Have you ever, like, sexted someone or porned it up on your iPhone?
I've not.
Why are you winking?
I was trying to think of what you're talking about.
Sometimes you can have, like, stuff you don't want other people to see. Like, whenever I used to lend you my iPhone, I always had to do, like, a porn clear on it.
Like a scrub. Yeah.
You can, like... I have...
Oh, so you can enter a privacy mode or something?
Kind of. Like, if you have to root it to have total control of that. But without rooting it, which is, like, jailbreaking, I have, like, on, like, some apps...
You have an incognito mode?
I have a thing where you have to put it in a little... What do you call that?
Whatever. You need a passcode of some sort.
You have to do a pattern unlock.
Pattern unlock.
So you have to... So I have it protected. So I can basically freely...
But that's per app.
Well, I pick which app. It's the same code for all... Same pattern for every... You just pick which apps you want to protect.
Right, that's smart.
So it's, I can now hand out my phone to people without fear of...
So here's the thing, if you lost that phone, do they have, like, Find My Android Phone kind of thing? What's their measure?
I don't know.
Because iPhone has Find My iPhone.
Yeah, and have you...
And you can remotely lock your phone and stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing, my iPhone was stolen at gunpoint.
Yes.
In a scene I don't want to discuss. But, like... Right away, like, whatever they, like, people who are stealing your phone like that.
They don't care.
Yeah,
they're just gonna erase
it. I came home, it didn't work. It was not found, I couldn't remote anything. It was like, they know what they're doing, and they just disable whatever that is. Whatever, so, I guess just like an opportunist thief who doesn't know anything might, whatever. But there probably is something, I would assume there's something similar on Android. Probably, like, because you could probably have more control for that kind of stuff or whatever. What's this? There's one last thing I was going to say. Maybe we'll have to save that for another day.
App Store, video, camera,
No.
Phone usage.
54 minutes. Okay, nope. So, anyways, overall, I'm kind of liking it. And I'm not sure. I guess I'm just going to use it as my main phone for a while and have my...
So how long have you had it and you're happy with it?
2 weeks. I'm mostly happy with it. It's not definitely like the absolute like
blows. In terms of price, it was comparable to an iPhone, or is it much cheaper?
It's cheaper. It's a little cheaper. Like it was $500, basically unlocked, brand new kind of thing.
And how much memory is that one compared to?
This is 16 gigs.
That's all right.
Including tax.
Nice.
500. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, whatever. Enough of that. Boring alert. Let me just see what other segments I had, if I had any.
I have a nerd alert, but I don't know if I really want to go into it. Do you have any skeptic blather? Because we haven't done that in a long time.
I have one, but first I have a quick word or phrase.
Okay, hit me.
If you like to make love to nuns, you are a penguin pounder. What? Penguin pounder.
That's something we're not going to hear very often.
No. So I just have my nerd alert. No, my skeptical blather.
Can you have male nuns? Are there male nuns?
I think they're called priests or brothers. What are they? What are the brothers called? There's a word for that.
Puns?
Monks. Huh. Puns? Okay, so what? I have a skeptical... Well, here's my... Well, why don't you talk? Did I just talk for the last hour?
I know,
or should we just end it?
Well,
should we end it? It's 56 minutes. Maybe we should. Do you have a parting thought?
Hold on. Really would like to have done a skeptical blather this one.
Well, let me just tell you what a skeptical blather is. I may have mentioned this to you before, but I wanted to start or help a lot in a pseudoscience testing center. And I don't see why it would have to be expensive. If someone has a claim, I want to run a testing center to test the claim.
Why do you want to do this?
I want to. I don't know. It's my contribution to skepticism.
But do you think it's really a contribution to skepticism?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Like, first of all, it could be the claim might be valid. So, unless it's completely loony, but I mean...
And you would entertain all?
Well, no, like...
Is it like... What are you going to do? Is there a reward like the J.
Like,
Randy?
Remember the Hales Group office that was $200 a month?
Yeah.
Very small room. But I mean, that could be like an ESP testing center on the cheap. Volunteer my time. Like, it...
But... You feel like you're doing a service, or you find it entertaining, or a little bit of A and B, and I don't see what...
What's in it for me?
I just see for myself. I don't see the value of those things, because either the people are psychic, which I'm pretty sure none of them are, or you'll just be constantly telling people you're not psychic, and they're not going to believe you, and nothing happens.
Well, I'm not doing it just to tell the person the result. I just would like to not publish, but have on the record, on this day, we tested this with this protocol, and this was the result.
Yeah, but won't it just be constant test of fail, test of fail, test of fail, test of fail, test of fail? You don't mind that?
I guess not. I don't know. It's that, but that's part of... Like, we have to test some of these people... It's a shame that we can't because we don't have the resources.
But I'm just saying, well, like, what's the point? You know? It's like, you're not going to change their mind. You're not going to change other people's minds, really.
It's literally the test to see the results.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's... Okay, well, we can end it there. Hello, unless you have more
actually,
to add.
I have just one question. You know the Daryl Bem recent, like, 2011 experiments that showed a slight... effect of some sort of precognitive thing. Do you know that stuff?
Was that the one where he said you can tell the future by affecting the past, or you can affect the past?
Well,
he
showed you photos, and then like random photos on a computer, and then
it was talked on the SGU, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I did hear about it, but I don't remember the exact details.
Like, whatever.
Why are you asking? Is this something to do with this?
We're at an hour, so maybe it's something we can consider next episode.
Fine. We'll never remember. My parting thought...
Parting thought...
is...
Hold on. We both agree this is the worst episode we've had so far, right? The driest... Like, I haven't insulted you, I don't think, even once?
I don't know. It's because we don't have a proper snackage. I blame the snacks.
Well, hold on. I have to fight with you on that.
No, I know.
We went to multiple snackoriums.
You had
free reign.
You're right. I should have got those flakies that I wanted.
The guy at the end said, I'll take you to the flakies. Okay?
You're right.
You went insane on your medley. That's not a guy who didn't have the right snacks.
I mean, does it really make sense for them to move all the snack cakes to the cake section?
Do you regret blaming the snacks right now?
I do.
On this episode? Because it's us. It's not the snacks, right? Don't look for a crutch.
My parting thought is you cannot use reason to persuade people who have an opinion that they did not reach reasonably. Who have an opinion they reached unreasonably. You can't use reason to persuade people.
You're cut off, by the way.
Of an opinion.
Can't use reason, okay. When they didn't reason their way into that opinion.
Exactly.
Okay, good to note. I'll write that down for tomorrow.
Which is why I think like your little test isn't going to do anything for these people.
The point of the test is not just to try to convince the people that they're wrong.
It's just to test them.
It's to have on record that they were tested.
And failed.
Wow, you have no faith in society.
I have faith in what people will do. I just have faith in them being able to...
I'll just cough on mic like that. Good night, everyone! Thanks for putting up with us for almost a year or more. Should we sing the entire next episode?
Can we do it entirely in rhyme?
Not rhyme, but we'll sing every line.
No, we won't.
Yes, we... Okay, how are we still doing this?
Good night. Okay, good night.
Bye. River Derchi.